Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There were shootings in 8 states this weekend that included mass shootings in Philadelphia, Phoenix, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Saginaw, Michigan. NPR's Rena Torchinsky reports several people were wounded.
In Philadelphia, late Saturday night, multiple shooters fired into a crowd on the city's South Street, killing 3 and injuring at least 11 others. Authorities say multiple handguns were recovered at the scene. Another 3 people were killed in a shooting near a nightclub early Sunday in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Authorities say 2 died of gunshot wounds and 1 after being hit by a vehicle. In South Carolina, at least 8 people were shot at a graduation party. Children are among the injured. 1 person died in that shooting. And in the Phoenix area, there were multiple deadly shootings this weekend, including 1 early Saturday morning that left a 14-year-old girl dead. The Gun Violence Archive has identified more than 240 mass shootings this year. Rena Torchinsky, NPR News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a startling visit to the eastern part of his country. He traveled close to the front lines where Ukrainian troops are battling Russian forces. NPR's Greg Myrie says Zelensky took many Ukrainians by surprise.
He met with troops. He stopped in 2 other towns as well. He met civilians also and said, quote, "I'm proud of everybody I met, everyone I shook hands with, everyone whom I connected with." Now, this is hundreds of miles from the capital, Kyiv, and he presumably traveled by road. Really reflects the critical phase of fighting in the east right now.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing a no-confidence vote by British lawmakers later today. This comes after a damaging police report that found a drunken culture at unlawful parties held in the Prime Minister's official residence during the pandemic. That's when British citizens couldn't legally gather in large groups. A small number of members of Johnson's own party have called for the vote. That will determine if Johnson remains as Prime Minister. The United States and South Korea have test-fired a series of missiles into the sea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. It's in response to North Korea's string of missile launches a day earlier.
The Allies fired a total of 8 short-range ballistic missiles, 7 South Korean and 1 U.S., eastward into the sea, the same number and direction as North Korea's test. At a national security meeting called Sunday in response to the North's launch, President Yoon Suk-yeol called for a strengthening deterrence against North Korea, including Allied missile tests. He noted that the North has averaged 1 missile test every 9 days so far this year. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the Allies' launch was intended to show that they could hit not only North Korean bases from which missiles are launched, but also their command and support forces. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A report's been issued on the operations of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, addressing criticisms of the agency. Jerry Clayton with Texas Public Radio has more.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has faced criticism over its lack of transparency and the proper use of its authority. A panel called the Sunset Commission recommends clarifying these authorities and refining the process of public input. Environmental groups have complained that the agency in the past has set up public comment on issues after legislation has already been passed. The report also states that TCEQ encourages some industries to conceal monitoring and record-keeping violations. But the commission concludes that the agency, quote, performs admirably. A public hearing will give citizens a chance to weigh in later this month. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Nearly 50 people have been killed in a huge fire in Bangladesh. This broke out at a container depot and left more than 200 people injured. There were chemicals stored in some of the containers. These exploded as firefighters worked to put out the initial flames. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Alex is moving deeper into the Atlantic Ocean. It is brushing close by Bermuda. The tropical storm poured heavy rain on southern Florida over the weekend and left at least 3 people dead in Cuba. This is the 78th anniversary of D-Day, when Allied forces stormed beaches in Normandy, France, in World War II to retake Europe from Nazi control. There will be ceremonies marking the occasion today in France. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.